Welcome to Mountain View Church Audio, coming to you from the wilderness city, Whitehorse, Yukon. We strive to introduce people to Jesus through scripture, biblical instruction, and prayer with authenticity and vibrancy. You don't need to know anything about the Bible. Just sit back, relax, and let God do the rest.
Hi, my name is Joel, and I'm the director of our church play, The Glory of Christmas.
I'm the least likely person to play Mary, let alone deliver the Son of God. I'm a middle-aged former soccer mom.
My name's Joseph.
Oh?
You played bunco with my mom.
I play Joseph.
I don't like to mention it, but I am a formerly trained prodigy of the theater arts.
There's a little bit of controversy over my choice to cast Tony as the wise man.
What's that smell?
Is the age difference what's bothering you?
I want you to know, it doesn't bother me.
I think the shepherds deserve a little more poetic language.
It's the Bible, Dan. God may beg to differ with you.
This is the story of a ragtag bunch of church members who set out to perform a Christmas play, and the director who tried his hardest to just keep it all together.
This is no way to treat your actors.
We are telling the most beautiful and important story.
I haven't bathed in a month.
Why can't I stop talking about food?
Good morning. My name is Yolandi, and I'm a volunteer. A warm welcome to Mountain View Church online. If this is your first time with Mountain View Church, welcome, and we're delighted to have you. As we continue to navigate the COVID restrictions during the state of emergency, I strongly encourage continued prayer for our pastors, elders, community, and the Yukon. Now more than ever, let us stand together, united as brothers and sisters in Christ. While we aren't meeting in a physical gathering place, let us remember the vision of Mountain View Church: to be an authentic, vibrant church serving and reaching our city. So let's try our best to stay connected. You can share the link of the sermon on social media, drop by the church to pick up some touch cards and door hangers for your friends and neighbors. And lastly, click connect at mountainviewwhitehorse.ca or text connect to the number on the screen. The mission of Mountain View Church is to introduce, baptize, and teach people to follow Jesus. We can help with this mission with our financial support. You can do so by clicking give at mountainviewwhitehorse.ca or text give to the number on the screen. We're grateful for all donations, whether it is one time or regular giving. Thank you so much. Today, we begin our new family-friendly Advent series, The Glory of Christmas. However, first over to Miss Megan for our kids' moment. Thank you.
Welcome, Basecamp. Well, as you can see, I'm not in the Whitehorse studio. I'm actually here visiting my parents. But don't worry, we still have a lot of fun things planned for you. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing a family-friendly Advent series. So that means you'll be watching Pastor Jeremy's messages with your family. It's going to be great. Each week, I'll upload new material to the website, so be sure to visit mountainviewwhitehorse.ca/basecamp to get each week's material. Be sure to pay close attention to each message, because at the end, we'll be asking a trivia question. And we're not just playing for fun this time, we're actually going to be giving out prizes. So make sure to stick around the whole time and get your listening ears on and get ready. So I hope you enjoy this week's message.
This is the story of a ragtag bunch of church members who set out to perform a Christmas play, and the director who tried his hardest to just keep it all together. The Glory of Christmas.
Hi, my name's Joel. I'm the director of our church play, The Glory of Christmas. This is my 12th year.
We're okay, just the stained glass window.
It's going great. The only thing that we lacked was someone to play the role of Mary up until yesterday. But then I found her, and she's perfect.
I got the role of Mary because I'm 31 weeks pregnant. Yep, two kids in college, and then surprise! We're just so... You're so full of joy.
I can't act, Joel. There's no way I can sell this.
No, not true. Your audition was fantastic.
How can it be me?
How can I be highly flavored by God? Did I just say flavored? Why can't I stop talking about food?
She's perfect.
Oh, hey, you're Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Heather. I play Mary, your wife.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
I remember you.
Oh?
You play Bunko with my mom. You know, what is Bunko?
Mm-mm.
Nice to meet you. Mm-mm.
You must mentally sink into her situation. Yes, yes. Go spend the night in a barn somewhere. The hay will trigger something deep within you. Sorry.
Yeah, it'll trigger something. Trigger something that don't need a hand of histamine. Mm. This is good.
Ooh. I'm the least likely person to play Mary, let alone deliver the Son of God. I'm a middle-aged former soccer mom. And the truth is that this baby disrupted some pretty amazing plans we had for our lives. Things we've been looking forward to for years.
Okay, Mary and Joseph, let's take it back to scene 11. Scene 11, please.
Maybe that's how Mary felt. Maybe people stared, unsure of what to tell her. Maybe she doubted. Maybe she doubted, even though God told her not to fear. And then she trusted. She trusted that what God was doing would bring the greatest kind of joy if she would just let go of her plans, her questions, and...
Here we go. Just let the good shepherd carry you.
Let the good shepherd carry me.
Welcome to the Glory of Christmas, our family-friendly Advent series. If the kids aren't in the room, you're going to want to pause the video and call them in. Who am I? My name's Gabriel, and I'm an angel. Can't you tell by the wings and the halo? A little too much? A little distracting? Okay. How about this? I have a question for you. Have you ever been given an important assignment? Maybe a parent or a teacher chose you and gave you the responsibility over an important task or a project. How did that feel? Perhaps you were excited at first, but then the weight of responsibility set in, and you felt nervous and stressed out, and maybe you even got a little scared and a little upset inside. Isn't that strange? That being chosen for an important assignment could make us upset. We know we should be happy and thankful, but sometimes it's just too much to handle. Believe it or not, you're not the first person to experience that feeling. You see, a long time ago, God chose a teenager named Mary for a very, very important task. Then he sent me down to earth to give her the message. Let me tell you, she sure freaked out when I showed up. Well, can you blame her? Imagine, you're at home minding your own business, and then boom, I show up right beside you. That's terrifying. Actually, if you read the Bible, you'll see that it's kind of an occupational hazard for being an angel. We basically terrify people every time we show up. But now I'm getting off track. Let's get back to the message God asked me to give Mary. Here's my friend, Eliana, to tell you how it all went down.
Hi, my name's Eliana, and today I'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 33. In the sixth month after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He was sent to a virgin. The girl was engaged to a man named Joseph. He came from the family line of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel greeted her and said, "The Lord has blessed you in a special way. He is with you." Mary was very upset because of his words. She wondered what kind of greeting this could be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You will become pregnant and you will give birth to a son. You must call him Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him king like his father David of long ago. The Son of the Most High God will rule over his people. They are from the family line of Jacob. The kingdom will never end."
As you heard, Mary was upset, but not just because I showed up. Mary was upset at my words. When I gave her God's message that he had given her special favor, she felt the heaviness on her heart and mind. Out of all the young women that God could have chosen, he had chosen her. That's a huge mental and emotional weight for a teenage girl to carry. And she got a bit upset. I told her not to be afraid, but then I gave her the assignment. And wow, was that a shocker for her. Think about it. The weight of responsibility is heavy for any mother who carries a child. All mothers struggle with when they first find out they're pregnant. It's a big responsibility. Now imagine Mary, a teenager, being told that she would give birth to the Son of God. That is a heavy, heavy weight of responsibility. Speaking of the word weight, did you know that the word weight directly connects with our Advent series, The Glory of Christmas? In biblical Hebrew, the word for weight is kavod, which is a fun word to say. You can say it with me, kids. Kavod. This word for weight means honor, respect, reverence, importance, distinction, and glory. This Hebrew word, kavod, is important for you to remember because the glory of Christmas, the glory of the birth of Jesus, should have an aspect of weightiness to it. You see, human beings can get so distracted by all the decorations and food and presents. And don't get me wrong, it's great to celebrate Jesus' birthday. But don't forget that at the center of Christmas, there's a weightiness. There's honor, reverence, importance. And most of all, most important, there's glory. Coming back to Mary, I think she was upset because she felt that kavod. She felt the weight and glory of being chosen by God. Thankfully, even though Mary was scared, she was humble and loved God. Clearly, she was the right young woman to receive such an important assignment. She trusted in God's plan for her and accepted the heavy responsibility that she'd been given. Did you know that God is still choosing people for important assignments and responsibilities? He's choosing people and working through them every day, all over the world. In fact, God may have an important responsibility chosen out just for you. It won't be as heavy as giving birth to the Son of God, but all God's responsibilities and assignments are important because, well, they're from God. What's that? Say that again. Oh, no. I won't be showing up at your house. Angels have other work to do these days, but you have a far better messenger than me or any of God's angels. You see, when you put your trust in Jesus and choose to follow him, you receive the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit living inside of you. And after that, he'll guide you. When God has an assignment or responsibility for you, you'll feel it in your heart, or maybe hear it in a quiet whisper in your mind. Perhaps to help someone in need, or invite a friend to base camp, or youth group, or tell someone about Jesus and the glory of Christmas. And here's the best part of all. even if you might get stressed out, scared, or upset, like Mary, God's right there with you. Actually, He's right there inside of you. You can speak to Him all the time because He's always listening. And believe me, He loves it when you humans talk to Him. He actually would rather hear from you guys than hear from us angels. You folks are a highly favored group of people. Before I go, I just want to add, if you would like to make a decision to follow Jesus today, I'm going to pray, and you can pray with me. You can put your trust in Jesus today, and God will give you His Spirit. If you'd like to do that, pray along with me. Dear God, I thank You for Jesus, and I thank You for the glory of Christmas. I thank You for using Mary for a very special assignment. God, I want to be used for an assignment. I want to be used by You. And so today, I'm choosing to follow You and trust in Your Son, Jesus. I would ask that You send Your Spirit inside of me so that You can guide me to my next assignment. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer today, make sure to tell a parent, grandparent, or guardian. And let's face it, maybe one of you adults said that prayer today. If you did, make sure to tell Pastor Jeremy when you see him, or drop a comment in the feed or send him a message. He'd love to know. Now, I better get out of here before Jeremy comes back, but I'll see you next week. But don't tell him. Bye. Okay. All right, Emma, I think we're ready to record. I'm ready to go. What? Who? Gabriel? Who's Gabriel? And he looked just like me? An angel? Well, I know I have an angelic complexion, but no, it wasn't me. But I just got here. The message is done. We're done. No more recording? Oh, well. Look, I hope everyone has been paying attention to Gabriel, because Miss Megan is up next with today's trivia, which I hope Gabriel gave you some clues. All right? So here's Miss Megan. Have fun. And if you see Gabriel, tell him I said hi.
Welcome to Glory of Christmas Trivia. So first, let's cover the rules. We're going to split up into two age groups. We're going to have 12 years of age and older. We'll call you the adult group. And then anyone who's under 12, we'll call you the kids group. I'm going to ask one question for each group. Then I want you to email me your answers, megan@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. I want the emails to come in by Wednesday. And anyone who answers the question correct will be entered into a draw. And whoever's drawn will win the prizes. And we're gonna do two prizes per age group. So it's gonna be super fun. So be sure to email me by Wednesday, and then I'll connect with the winners on how you can pick up your prizes. So now that we've got the rules covered, let's dive into our first Advent trivia questions. So for our adult age group, what is Kavod? Remember, I'm not going to answer it. I need you to email me your answer. For our kids group, your question is, what was the name of the angel who visited Mary? So I want to wish everyone good luck, and I hope to get a lot of emails so we can do a big draw. Have fun.
Thanks for listening to Mountain View Church Audio. If you have given your life to Jesus today or would like to join, serve, or support Mountain View Church, please let us know. Email connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. That's connect@mountainviewwhitehorse.ca. Lastly, feel free to connect with us through social. Just search @Mountain View Whitehorse. Have a blessed week.